My name is Kelly Goody, and I am a doctoral student at Kansas State University, and I'm here to talk a bit about a portion of my project, a larger project that's dealing with high tunnel production and how it's altering the nutrient accumulation of various vegetable crops. Today I'll be speaking about lettuce. So the high tunnel system has become more commonly implemented in small-scale agriculture or for local markets around the U.S. It's in its original sense, it's used with a polyethylene treatment that spans over the top. However, the crops, many of the fruiting vegetables and leafy vegetables that grow within a high tunnel system have shown to improve both yield and storage quality of the crop grown within a high tunnel system versus those in the open field. However, there have been reports, inconsistent or negative, that show that the reduction of light intensity or alteration of spectral quality may alter the nutrient accumulation of the crop grown within the system. So the objective of my project is to evaluate the impact of six different polyethylene and shade treatments on a high tunnel system, and in regards to photosynthesis, yield, crop temperature, storage life, and nutritional quality of lettuce and tomato. However, today I'm just going to be talking about the results from a consecutive fall lettuce trial. In the trial, we have two different varieties. One is a red leaf lettuce or a red fire lettuce, and the second is a two-star variety and a green leaf lettuce variety. So they happened during the November 2017 and December 2018. Here's the general plot design. It's a randomized complete block design. And we had four different high tunnels that were all lined up right next to each other, spanning 130 feet in distance. And you can see the six different plots mark the six different treatments. And the six treatments are a standard poly that was removed 3 weeks prior to harvest, which simulates a movable tunnel. The third was a luminance or diffuse poly, which diffuses the light. The fourth is a clear poly, which is a cheap poly that's not necessarily used for a high tunnel system. And the fifth is a UVA-B blocking agriculture polyethylene, and the sixth is a shade treatment with a 55% shade cloth over the top of a standard poly. And I will be mentioning a little bit of yield results from some open field plants that were planted just next to the tunnels, and they were they're not used in the statistical analysis. So what was done in the different parameters that were measured? For the treatment effect, we looked at the photosynthetic active radiation, or PAR, of the different light treatments. The second was net photosynthesis rate of the leaf lettuce, and that was measured thrice, 1 week prior to harvest, and it was measured every other day at the same time of day with a cloudless sky. And also canopy and soil temperature was taken in 30-minute increments throughout the season. For yield, 6 heads per plot were harvested, and 3 remained throughout storage to determine how the crop performed throughout storage. And then nutritional quality and storage quality, which is the bulk of the project. So the two phenolic compounds that have been identified as UV absorbers are phenolic acid and flavonoids. So these are the individual phenolic acids and flavonoids measured here with UPL-CMS. And then total phenolic acid and flavonoid content will also be displayed today. So here are the original PAR, photosynthetic active radiation, and net photosynthesis results from the red fire lettuce, or the red leaf lettuce. And you can see here on the right side of the screen that the PAR levels for the red fire lettuce were all pretty similar, with the exception of the shade treatment, which decreased irradiance. However, looking at the net photosynthesis, we can see here that the removal treatment and the open field treatment had high net photosynthesis throughout the growing season. And here we can see, looking at the net photosynthesis of the red fire lettuce, that the diffuse UVA-B block and shade treatment had low net photosynthesis. Now looking at the two-star variety, there wasn't as much difference throughout the growing season. However, we can see here that the clear treatment resulted in high PAR, or photosynthetic active radiation, while the shade had a pretty low values here. And the UVA-B block maintained low net photosynthesis for both two-star and red fire, as well as the clear here. Looking quickly at the yield results, in 2017, you can see that the two-star variety was a little larger than the red fire, which was expected. And they performed similarly, though, between the two varieties. The standard poly, the removal poly, and the diffuse poly were statistically similar and higher than the shade treatment. And in 2018, there was some flooding in the field, and so you can see that the values are a bit lower, but they kind of maintained a similar pattern with the shade treatment providing the lowest gram per plant weight of the red fire and the two-star. Now we'll get a bit into the nutritional components of the red fire lettuce. And you can see here, just even visually when you look at the photos, that the removal, clear, and open field poly had produced red leaf lettuce that was redder than the others. The numbers that are more negative mean that the plant pigment was more green, and I'm sure we're all familiar, but just in case. And there was no significance among the two-star varieties regarding color. So I'll move on to the individual compounds results from the red fire lettuce. We'll start first with the chicoric acid, which you can see here in these results that on day zero, and I will say the statistical difference is row by row. So you can see here on day zero that the standard, the removal, and the diffuse polyethylene resulted in lettuce with high chicoric acid content. And they remained high throughout storage. Now you can see here the chlorogenic acid, which is another phenolic acid, and the chlorogenic acid content was the highest compound measured in both the red and green leaf lettuce. And you can see here that the standard poly provided chlorogenic acid, provided lettuce with high chlorogenic content on day zero, where the removal, diffuse, clear, and UVA-B block provided lettuce, resulted in lettuce with higher content of chlorogenic acid in comparison to the other treatments. Looking at the flavanol camphorol, the standard poly, the diffuse poly, and the shade poly provided lettuce with high levels of camphorol on day zero, and those levels remained high throughout storage. And the removal poly provided us with high camphorol levels at harvest on day zero. The quercetin content remained similarly with the standard removal and diffuse polys providing us with high levels of quercetin on day zero, as well as the shade treatment. And there were no big differences observed on day five. The total phenolic acid content of the red fire here shown on day zero is on the right, day five is on the left. And you can see that the standard removal and diffuse polys were high at harvest, and it was the diffuse poly that remained high throughout storage. Looking at the total flavonoid content of the red fire, the numbers are a bit lower than the phenolic acid. And you can see that the It was only the clear and the UVA-B block that provided us with low total flavonoid content on day zero, and there was no difference between the different treatments on day five. Moving on to the green leaf lettuce variety, we'll look at the individual compound results from TuSTAR. So the clear treatment had high chicoric acid content at harvest, while similar to the Red Fire, it was observed that the standard removal and diffuse maintained high chicoric acid content throughout storage. And on day five. And for chlorogenic acid, the content was lower in comparison to the Red Fire variety. And you can see here that it was just the clear treatment that stood out from the other treatments that showed high chlorogenic acid content at harvest. The treatment standard removal and diffuse had a high flavanol camphorol content at harvest in comparison to the other treatments, while the standard poly maintained a high content throughout harvest, throughout storage. Similarly, the removal and diffuse treatments had a high quercetin content at harvest, as well as the shade treatment. However, the standard removal, diffuse, and clear poly maintained high quercetin content throughout storage. Now looking at the TuSTAR, we can see here that the diffuse poly was the clear winner regarding the total phenolic acid content. And however, the levels were pretty similar once it became day five. And also looking at the total flavonoid content of the TuSTAR variety, it was highest amongst the standard removal and diffuse treatments. The flavonoid content increased throughout storage for the green leaf lettuce, and the open field actually had noticeable flavonoid content. So, in summary, we can see that the removal and open field treatment red leaf lettuce resulted in high photosynthetic active radiation and net photosynthesis for the Red Fire. And UVA and B block had low net photosynthesis for both Red Fire and TuSTAR, whereas the shade had pretty low levels for the PAR and also had low irradiance levels. And for the temperature, which we didn't see the results, but the diffuse and clear treatment maintained high soil temperatures in comparison to the others. And regarding the yield, it was the standard removal and diffuse treatments that maintained high yield in both 2017 and 2018. However, it was the shade treatment that was significantly less in comparison in 2018. And looking specifically at the Red Fire variety, we can see that it maintained high phenolic acid content on day zero and day five. And it was the removal, clear, and open treatment that had darker, redder color values. Chlorogenic acid and chicoric acid were significantly high with the standard removal and diffuse treatments. And the phenolic acid content was greater than the flavonoid content for both the Red Fire and TuSTAR varieties. The nutritional quality at day zero and day five for TuSTAR was similar to the Red Leaf, with the standard removal diffuse treatments resulting in higher individual phenolic acid and flavonoid content, with the addition of the clear treatment here for TuSTAR. The diffuse had higher total phenolic acid and flavonoid content. And the total flavonoid content increased throughout storage for TuSTAR. So in the future, I want to understand the seasonality differences in regards to photoperiod and phenolic accumulation when I look at the results from the spring leaf lettuce trials as well as the summer tomato crop. And I'd like to acknowledge at our research station called OREC at Kansas State, I have a lot of people who helped me, and you can see how interesting it was to make those patchwork high tunnels, so a lot of people to thank there, as well as the K-State Olathe post-harvest team. If there's any questions, talk to me afterwards, because we only have about 10 seconds left. So, thank you.